Okay, Unit 5, Lesson 2, Growth in a Closed Economy. Let's discuss this, right? At any given time, we'll continue to use Juan as our example. Juan's ability to produce output is largely determined by his stock of physical capital, his human capital, and the state of technology in Slovenia. But as time passes, the level of output in Slovenia can change through a variety of mechanisms. First, the capital stock in Slovenia can grow over time. Juan builds up his capital stock by saving. Since Juan is the only inhabitant, the amount he saves is equal to the national savings of Slovenia. Remember, one person, single economy. He saves it all, he produces all, he consumes it all. Okay, it is the difference between the output, his real GDP, and the amount he consumes. In a real economy, national savings also include the savings of government. We must add in the government surplus or subtract the government deficit as appropriate. So the GDP, right, minus the government deficit or the surplus. Remember, the deficit is, you know, we have too much debt. Surplus means we have a more assets than we do debt, so therefore we'll have surplus. So we subtract that out to find the real GDP number. So the more that Juan saves today, the more he can build up his capital stock and the higher his future standard of living will be. So we can all relate to that, right? So if we save now, we'll have more cash or we'll have greater assets in the future to reinvest or grow for greater leisure purposes, right? So the more we save today, you know, in theory, the better off our life should be moving forward. So if Juan chooses to consume less today, he will have a higher living standard in the future. If Juan chooses to consume more today, he must accept that this means less consumption in the future. Economies, like individuals, can choose between eating their cake now or saving it for the future. In making this decision, Juan weighs the cost of giving up a little bit of consumption today against the benefit of having a little more consumption in the future. The higher the marginal product of capital, the more future benefit he gets from sacrificing consumption today. So we want to make sure as we're moving forward that our ability to consume or our ability to benefit in the future is worth sacrificing that consumption today, right? So we have to balance that out and make sure that it's right for us. You know, saving is the proper thing in most cases. So we want to have a surplus into the future. So savings is usually the most beneficial route to go. It just depends on how scarce the resources are. Other things being equal, a higher marginal product of capital induces Juan to save more. Juan's choice also depends on how patient or impatient he is. The more patient he is, the more willing he is to give up consumption today to enjoy more consumption in the future. So again, it's a mind game, right? We have to you know, not be so willing to just splurge and be impulsive and say, I want this now. Let's think about the benefit of the future by sacrificing that utility or sacrificing that enjoyment now versus, you know, in the future being able to have a greater stockpile of capital. So through the accumulation of physical and human capital and by improving the components of technology such as knowledge and social infrastructure, the output in Slovenia will grow over time. The combined effect of physical capital growth and improvements in technology will allow an economy to grow. You know, the more we have growth in our physical capital, and the, you know, the quicker our technology improves, will be relative to how speedy or how quick you know, our personal economy will grow, or our national economy, or our regional economy. You know, based on the improvements of these technologies and the growth rate of our physical capital. So as capital, human capital, and technology increase, All of this leads to growth in output. In general, economies grow because of increases in capital, technology, human capital, and increases in the labor force. Each day, one, like you and me, choose how much time to work and how much time to spend in leisure. Other things being equal, we expect that one likes to have leisure time, like we do. This is not to say that one never gets any satisfaction from working, but like most people, even though he enjoys his job, he would prefer to work a little bit less and play a little bit more. He cannot spend all his time in leisure, however. He works because he likes to consume. The harder he works, the more real GDP he can produce and consume. One's decision about how many hours to work each day is determined in large part by how productive he can be. That is, how much real GDP he can produce for each hour of leisure time that he gives up. So that's a balance that you and I as individuals have to come up with a plan that serves us best. And, you know, how much should we invest into our work lives and creating GDP for ourselves, our families, and our nations, and then how much of that time that we have in each day do we spend towards leisure or other maybe worship activities. We need to determine how to balance that so that we are most effective in our lives, not only in our work life, in our social life, but also in our spiritual life. So we'll close out the growth and closed economy with those words.